Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The Fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution with only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Sound the ground when we land. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine, and it good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot, go with it, keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. Yeah. It's your boy, DJ Focus, checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl, Dice Gamble, checking in. Happy Monday, everyone. Whoop, whoop. Hope you enjoyed that weather this weekend. It was beautiful outside. I hope you got a chance to get out, or at least open the windows and get some of that good air.
Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Mm-hmm. Definitely enjoyed the weekend. We had a chance to hang out a little bit, Dice. We kicked it this weekend and got some stuff on the way. Just know the fix is moving. We're doing some things behind the scenes. We're going to catch y'all up to speed on real quick. Just know that we moving, we working. We outside this summer.
Still outside.
Yeah, you're going to see DJ Focus and Dice Gamble out here a lot more often this summer. So yeah, look out for that. But yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. Yeah. Got a chance to listen. So we did a few things we had to do. We did radio and did some other things. I promise you, I got home and took one of the best naps ever in life.
Come on.
Like you know when you're tired, when you just say, me and my wife were talking to her, baby, what you gonna do? She said, well, I'm gonna hang out. I said, baby, I'm going to bed. I said, give me about 3 good hours and get me up. And sure enough, I got the best power nap ever. 3 solid hours, and I'm fresh. I'm ready. I'm ready to take on this week. I know y'all like, what? You talking about a 3-hour power nap on a Sunday? Yeah. Yes, a 3-hour power nap on a Sunday really has done wonders for me, and I'm pumped up for this week. So thank you for waking up with us early into Mountain, as y'all always do.
Early, super early in the morning, dedicated.
Yes. Once again, you're tuned into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. And in news, Dice, I know everybody's been talking about it. We are definitely saddened to report DC Young Fly's girlfriend unfortunately passed away. She was having some surgery done, cosmetic surgery done. And unfortunately, complications, I'm assuming. And, no one wants to hear, somebody passing away from, going into surgery. I know it's a longtime girlfriend of DC Young Fly. I know they had 3 beautiful babies together. And yeah, this is just it's a tough one, Dice.
Man, I'll be real with you. And I shared this with you off air. I had thought about having a mommy makeover. Here's the thing. Women think about this, and some women do it after they have a baby. It's just, like I said to you, Focus, man, you have to sign off on that paperwork when you go up in there. Like, okay, if you're going to cut my stomach out and cut out the fat and do all this pulling and tugging, I got to sign off saying, if I die, nobody can see you. Like, I got to kind of release myself into your hands. And I'm deeply saddened by, her name is Jacqueline Smith. And she is known to the world as Jackie O. She was on Wildin' Out. Like you said, DC Young Fly's girl. And they have 3 young kids. They just had a son, Prince, last year. And it's like, wow, these 3 kids are here with no mom. And it's no diss, but it's sad that it was for a very vain reason. Let's just be honest, like, here's the deal. And I said it off air. Moms are like superheroes. any woman that can, that God allows, let me be very clear, to bring another life into the earth, just be all right with what you look like after that happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you get the little hips, you might get the little saddlebags, you might get the stretch marks, you might get the sagging, but guess what? It's like stripes on a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you've done something that nobody else can do. Men cannot do this. It doesn't matter how the scientists want to try to figure this out and let both sexes have babies. You can't. Every person on this earth, think about this. Every person here came through a woman. God set that up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there has to be some type of honor and just like that you bestow on women who actually make it through that process, because they say you're closest to death when you're giving birth. That's when you're closest to death. So anybody who has a child, you need to be grateful for the parent that had the mom that had the child and the child, because that could have went either way for either one of their lives. Like, my son was born with the cord wrapped around his neck. He was purple and blue. It took them seconds, like pretty much like a minute and a half before they brought him to life, you know, like by just trying to get him some air. It's stressful. So it's like, you, if you've been through all that, you don't got to go look cute again. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? For what? You ain't got to go look cute again. And I hate this situation, and much love to the families. And
absolutely,
man, you know, rest in peace, Jackie O. But I said this before about Kanye's mom. Like, who you about to go look cute? We would love Kanye's mom without her having surgery. Like, you like, we would love her. Like, passionately. There was no, she's perfect, because she done gave us like one of the greatest rappers ever. You know what I'm saying? So there's this thing about self-esteem, and I'll wrap this up, that women have to understand, like, whatever I've been through, that's what I've been through. If I've been burned, if I've been hurt, if I've been cut up, if I was cutting myself, whatever I've been through, that's what I've been through. But I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? And God is still able. So it's like, I don't know. I know people, like, it's a surgery thing. People just do this to feel a certain way. And all I'm trying to say is, we have to show up better for our women and let them know they're loved for how they look, for every little stretch mark, piece of fat, double roll. Like, no, I told you, I don't want my grandma had to bread loaf under the arm. She had the hips. When I hugged her, I couldn't even wrap my arms around her. And I loved my grandma like that. That's how I want my grandma. I know you've been cooking. I know you've been loving on people. I know you've been, you done had seven kids. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? But you're still here, like, providing for, you the matriarch. Like, it's like, we got to just love people for where they are. And, it's, you know, we don't need people to die because they would, they have surgery trying to look cute. You know what I'm saying? So.
Man. I wish people would do it more naturally as well. Listen, I'm on my faith. I mean, my fitness journey myself. I'm about 56 pounds down, and I'm still going. So it's like, no, you can do it naturally too as well. But it, yeah, absolutely, you got to have the patience, because it takes time.
Yeah,
you got to have a little patience. But I'm definitely, we are definitely praying for DC Young Fly,
entire
family,
and the kids,
as well as Jackie O's family too as well. And we'll keep you guys up to date with that story. Let's get into it though, Dice. We got a fun packed show today. Let's be very clear. It's Monday. So yes,
Monday.
You know, we are coming off that weekend.
Yeah.
And real talk conversation today, we're going to talk about putting in the work. I know y'all be like, you know, I see the fix here, I see the fix there, or I see such and such here and such there. And you know that. Yeah, you listen, but put the work in. You see us, but do you see the work that we put in? So let's talk about it, about putting the work in, and not sitting back and waiting for somebody to give you anything or any handouts. Be consistent, and make sure you call to whatever you're doing. That's the thing too. We're gonna talk about the purpose and making sure you call to us. That's a real talk topic. And one of Dice homies gonna hip hop on the line today. Dice, who we got on our spiritual detox?
Listen, Trey Peace, okay? If y'all know who Trey is, you got to go do your research. But I love this interview right here, folks, because, yes, this is family, someone who has been in the game doing music, producing, writing, but also doing outreach. That's that part of CHH that I've been, like, trying to impart. Every time we have somebody on the show, I'm like, listen, you need to be doing whatever God called you to, not just music, because it's all ministry, and we got to be out in these streets. So I'm just excited to hear from somebody that I met in the A. You know, shout out to Atlanta, all things Atlanta, ATL in the building. And Trey Peace, listen, that's who we got on the spiritual detox today. And he's going to be dropping some gems on them, letting them know, like, you know, what that looks like. you know, what does it look like? So
absolutely. Listen, let's get into this music and we got to get back to this show. We got new music on the way from, Dilly, No Big Deal. Also, yes, we got some Kid Lee on the way. Right now, though, Kirk Franklin with All Things. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, channel 154. And you know what time it is. It's time for our spiritual detox. And we got somebody special on the line, don't we, Dice?
We do, Focus. Listen, we got family. You know you got long-distance cousins. So when I moved to Chicago, one of the comments to me was, we're no different than New York. We just have cousins in Georgia. I was like, what? I had never, ever heard that. In my life, I was like, we're not different than New York. We just have family in Georgia. Have you heard that? Anyway, so this my fam, man, from way back. You know, obviously I'm in Chicago, not in Atlanta, but someone who I honestly was like, wow, he's going against the grain. Just like me in the game, everything from music and wanting to serve the Lord. And I just felt like I had been watching him from afar and I see, you know, God really moving in his life. I was like, we gotta have him on the show and get an update. So I appreciate you letting me bring one of my bros in Christ on. And I just need everybody to welcome in Trey Peace up in the building.
So thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you, sis. Focus. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, it's all love, man. We glad you stopped through.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. So one of the things I know we like to do on the show is to give an overview of, you know, to the audience of like your faith walk, your faith journey. Like, how did this even come up, come to be a part of your life? So you can start. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, for sure. So so I'm actually originally from Chicago as well. So shout out to the Shy. You know what I mean? I accepted the Lord in my life at the age of 7. At an early age, and then of course growing up in Chicago, my main thing was not to disappoint my mom. You know, grew up in a single parent home for many years. My stepfather was a drug addict. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My other grandfather was a big time drug dealer along with my uncle in Chicago. And my dad, not that it's a big deal now, not that it's something I partake in, but you know, he was a heavy smoker, you know what I mean? So for me, I wanted to just kind of steer clear of those things. My walk kind of helped my mom, you know, come to the Lord as well. So, you know, growing up, again, accepted the Lord at 7, was involved in the church heavily coming up through high school and so forth. And then probably around 18, 19, I started to take the music serious. And, you know, that's when, you know, Christian hip hop really started to evolve and really started to make way, and been doing it ever since.
Dice, you always bringing these, you know, these prophets on, Dice. The man said 7 years old. Dice, you know what I was doing at 7 years old? I just feel every time I talk with somebody now, Dice, I feel bad because I'm like, I was just a bad kid. Like,
he was shelter focused.
Listen, he in vacation Bible school probably doing the right thing. And I'm running into the corner store trying to get some candy. Looking at Susie around the corner. I'm trying to chase Susie and try to buy her some candy. Lord help me. Man, I appreciate you sharing that though, Trey. Man, that's powerful for you to.
Yeah.
I'm joking, but I'm serious when I say you to accept the call to start really developing a real authentic relationship with Christ at 7 years old. And then that impacted your mom's walk. Like, yeah. I want to just give you your roses, brother, because that's something powerful. What kept you from not trying to emulate or be something from one of the male figures you saw? Because, you know, you talked about your dad, you talked about your grandfather, you talked about uncles. So you talked about all your male figures. And if I heard you clearly, they all kind of were like doing negative stuff. So what kept you from not doing no negative stuff? And you had 5 different examples that was doing negative.
That's a good question. Again, I would probably just say it was just instilled in me at a young age I just have so much love for my mom and for my grandmother. You know, I didn't want them to have to suffer or for them to see me doing things that they didn't approve of. And then after that, then obviously it grew to really just being committed to my walk with Christ and being committed to, you know, the standard that I would think that we should have as believers. So kind of just evolved from that. And then it came to a point where I was almost too hard on myself after a while. You know how we get, you know what I'm saying? We get to those points where, you know, different stages in our walk where it's like, you know, you got to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know what I mean? Any little hiccup, you know, you feel like you've done the worst thing in the world. So, but, you know, it all comes in time as you balance things out. But that's what pretty much kept me.
Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
I love it. So can you speak to pretty much, I think around the time that I probably met you, to where Christian hip hop was, or even the culture of doing like urban ministry, like what that looked like then versus what it looks like now? Because I try to explain it to people, but people don't, we all don't have the same experience of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, what did that look like when you were like, no, this is my thing. This is what I'm about to do.
Yeah. So when I moved to Atlanta, I got linked up with, you know, I was kind of like under Platinum Souls, you know what I'm saying, for a good minute, you know, was rocking with my boy Double. Shout out to my boy Dub. Mark J, I don't know if you remember Mark J, like some, you know, how should I put this? Some seasoned vets in the music game, you know, they kind of took me under their wing or what have you. And back then, man, it was just crazy because there's a certain type of freedom and liberty that they have that is in the industry now. But I feel like then it was just like so organic and so new and so fresh, man. It was different. It was like almost like hip hop in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just coming to flourishing. So good times, obviously, you know, things have changed now with the digital aspect of how, you know, we market and we, you know, get our music out to people or what have you. But man, it was some great times.
That's good. I'm glad you brought up the, you know, just, you know, being from that time to where we are now. You know, I can ask you this because you know hip hop. What's your take on the current state of hip hop in itself, not just Christian hip hop? You know, hip hop turned 50 years old this year. So you being a hip hop head, you know, old school CHH artist, you know, still doing your thing. Where do you think we at now in 50 years?
If you would have asked me this maybe at the beginning of the year, I might have had a little bit more, I don't want to say negativity, but more just like not really. But as I have kind of, I've been out in the streets more, you know what I mean? Like with the people and just seeing how much talent is out there. And we're not just talking about on the Christian side of things, but just overall. And, you know, it's almost like boxing, you know, like they say styles make fights, you know what I'm saying? It's almost the same thing in the music, you know, different styles, you know, make things happen. Now, my thing is with Christian hip hop, like I like different styles, what have you. But my thing is, I need to understand what you're saying to me, you know what I'm saying? Or what you're saying to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because if we doing Christian hip hop, I need to know for sure that you actually trying to, you know, get my soul right. You feel me? Because I feel like a lot of times it's a lot of fluff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's no disrespect, you know what I mean, to nobody. But I just, if it's a specific Christian song, then like, let's stay on topic. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay on whatever it is, and let's really lead souls to the kingdom. You feel me? But I like it. I like where we're going. You know, obviously we at one stage now. 10 years from now, we're going to be right back to where we were 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's good. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio. We got to go to a quick break. I promise you, don't touch that dial. We're coming back with more from Trey Peace. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM channel 154. In the middle of our spiritual detox, we got our brother Trey P still online. So listen, Trey, let's talk about it, man. You said something. I want to backtrack just a little bit. You spoke about the different styles in Christian hip hop and how it has evolved. But you made it very clear. You say, okay, we're supposed to be ministry driven. We're supposed to be Christ centered. I need to understand what you're saying. You know, do you think that, because we hear that a lot, that's why I'm asking it. Do you think that it's a lack of discipleship sometimes amongst the new artists? Because I think a lot of the vets are so critical on the new artists, but are we discipling them? Are we building relationships with them so they understand the importance of, I know you want to be a rap artist, I get it, but if you're going to do this, it needs to be, you know, somewhat of a standard. I ain't trying to tell you everything to do.
Right. Yeah, I think it just comes with time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, I don't believe that. I feel like if the Lord has put you in a certain position, no matter how old you are, I believe that somewhere in your life, there's some type of mentorship or that is taking place. I think that as we get older, we mature, we go through things, we got to experience things. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know, you can't expect anything less than for someone to mimic what they see out. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what's out, you know what I mean? If that's what they hear and that's the styles or what have you, then that's what they're going to, you know, that's what we, I shouldn't say they, that's what we typically, you know, we pick up, you know what I mean? But I just think over time, you know, as we experience things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that, you know, the rhetoric or the content might continue to evolve as well.
That's cool. I'm glad you said that. Stay right there. So you've created something, it's like a writer's camp or something. So can you explain, like, what was the reason behind that? Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't create it. So my thing is, so I dropped the project, a few months ago, right? Cross my heart, right? I'm trying to make this as short as possible. So anyway, it was intended to, and I know we don't do this nowadays, but it was intended to be like a double album, right? Cross representing, you know, obviously the gospel hip hop. And then my heart portion was all clean love songs. So it's Cross My Heart, play on words, right? And so my thing was, the Lord has kind of has led me into, all right, you know what? We can't just be bringing the Lord to the same audience. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody to go into these streets and really reach these people. You know what I'm saying? And so essentially my take on things is now I'm not doing, and I'm saying I'm not against it, but like, I'm not going to churches, like trying to perform at your, you know, shows or whatever. Like I'm in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the atrium, you know what I mean? I'm in the streets, you know what I mean? And so with that being said, I've done a lot of shows that you typically wouldn't see a Christian hip hop artist, you know, or perform or what have you. I'm talking about everybody's blowing smoke, you know what I'm saying? It's like profanity everywhere, but you know, I'm me, you know what I'm saying? I come in and I'm doing gospel and they like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, you know what I mean? And then I might get a DM like, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? You mind praying for me? Or, you know, how you feel about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be out in public, but we got to start reaching other audiences. You feel me? So with that being said, one of the things that I enjoy doing is I do writer's camps. And for instance, I've done the writer's camp at Stankonia. I've done a writer's camp just recently. With my guy Jay Hatch out of New York, where, you know, we had top of line producers, you know what I'm saying, from Street Runner, who produced God Did, DJ Toon, you know, to name a few, DJ Don Cannon, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really just trying to take ministry to a different level and, you know, really trying to find a way to get my foot in the door without, like, screaming, Jesus, 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 you know what I'm saying? But little nuggets here and there. So the writer's camps is a way for me to network, for me to obviously not only network, but also see where my game is at, you know, with other writers and other producers and things of that nature, and network and just push the music.
How difficult is that, being in that space sometimes? Because I hear what you're saying, and salute to you. Dice and I talk about it all the time. Yes, we do need people everywhere. Like, I think we need to stop just being in the church. But you go into, let's be very clear, into territory where a lot of stuff is going on. If you ain't prayed up, if your spirit ain't right, you can lure back. If you did have some of them vices, they could lure back. So how difficult is it for you sometimes to be in those rooms and still be able to create and do your thing?
Yeah. So now this year, in the beginning of the year, was like, okay, I'm trying to find my legs, you know, trying to find my balance. Okay, like, you know, I was a little hesitant, a little timid, you know what I mean? Like, how is this gonna work? But now I'm like, I know my lane now, you know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. And I mean, for me, it's easy. I never smoke, I don't drink, so those things don't bother me. And then really, it's just like, it's not a, if it's in you, you know what I'm saying? If you have the foundation of whatever, you know what I'm saying? Your Christianity, your salvation, if that foundation is grounded in you, then you just being yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than like if I went to a Anita Baker concert, you know what I'm saying? A State Farm Arena, like I ain't got to lose myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people can still tell by your food
that ain't a good example. That's okay. Timeless music. That's timeless music. Don't act like, listen, we from the same era, so we agree on that. We all go to Anita Baker concerts and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. That ain't gonna put you in the wrong place compared to maybe somebody else. You know, I'm just saying. Okay. This stuff they got out now good. Is off the hook.
That was good though. But he was just trying to say, you know, this is gonna make you.
Please take your wife to Anita Baker concert, please. I feel like God is pleased. God is pleased. Make sure y'all touching the green when y'all get through.
So
hilarious.
Yeah. So it ain't nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's good.
Just talking to the people. You feel me?
That's good. Well, I always ask this family question, especially for men who are out there in the ministry, like kind of what did God say to you concerning family? Because he always speaks to the man after he has family concerning. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're going to have one mindset before you have a family. And then after you have a family, it's a total different mentality. So like kind of what is God showing you about families? Because I really believe the enemy attacks the families on purpose. You know, he's very intentional on that. So, go on and share with us a little bit of that convo. What that looked like?
I mean, obviously, my household comes first after the Lord. You feel me? So, you just got to have balance, you know, because when you really, with anything, whether it's a small business, whether it's music, whatever you do that you have a passion for, it's going to take time away from your family. It's going to take sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you just have to really have time management. You have to have balance. You have to have, be on the same page as your spouse. You know what I'm saying? But not only that, as we talked before we were on air, you know, kids start to get older. You've got other responsibilities. They've got activities. So, really you just got to keep a balance and not really get lost into it just being about you or your business or your artistry. Mm-hmm. You've really got to ask God to give you grace and understanding the wisdom of how to operate to make sure that, you know, you don't get lost in the world, so to speak. Feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Let's have some fun with them dice before we get them out of here. We're going to play rapid fire real quick, Trey. We're going to play rapid fire. So you can only pick one. I'm going to give you two things you can pick from. You can only pick one. First up, you said you're from Chicago, right? You said you're from Chicago?
Yep.
You going MC Light or you going to Brat?
Oof, the Brat.
Oh, come on now.
The Brat.
How you even do it? First of all, go ahead.
The Brat up to maybe the last. Maybe let's take until off until she last had the baby. Years.
Say it, Trey. We don't got time for it.
Listen, I'm surprised you went that way.
It's okay. I'm just
going to be both.
I'll be real with you. And this is so funny because I was like, as a human, I am very biased watching somebody who I admire. And you already know, being in A, I saw the Brat like once a week. So I was trying to tell Focus a long time ago. And Atlanta is very different. You see these artists, you talking about Stank Onya and seeing Outkast or whoever, especially, thank you for shouting out DJ Tomb. These are regular people. They're not like, it's not like Hollywood.
I'm with you. So, and the Brat made some bangers, but I don't know. MC Light made a lot of bangers too, though. I'm just saying.
Well, MC Light's doing her Sisters of Hip Hop thing, and I'm very proud of that. So it's kind of like, I like that she, but here's the thing. It's the same person. So quit playing games with me.
Yeah. I was actually at the Criss Cross concert when the Brat was, she went on stage and they basically found her. So,
yeah. You're connected to, and I'm just saying, like, there's a connection to, especially if they spend any time in the South. You see them, it's like your brother, it's like your cousin.
True.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you saying that.
So if you could pick two artists from any genre of music, dead or alive, to form a group, what two artists you picking?
Group with myself or together?
No. You're
you part of it.
You're a part of it.
Oh, man.
It's your group.
Man. All right. Let's see. All right. Don't shoot me. I'm going to go R. Kelly. And Tupac. I'm going to go Tupac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think we ever had that one, folks.
Yeah.
That's complicated right there. That's complicated.
Hey, you going to have a...
Wait a minute.
And the funny thing about it, I think Pac would have liked that too as well, because you know Pac was always trying to make a lot of love.
Oh, the world would have
he would that would have been fire, man.
That would have been all
that
the
range,
girls.
That range would have been crazy. You feel me?
Yeah. Nobody's knocking R. Kelly. His creativity for producing it and how he can make music, hands down. I don't know who you can put against him. I'm just being honest. The number one hits speak for themselves. Now his personal stuff, you know, that it is what it is. I get it. I ain't condoning it. I'm just saying though, the musical part of him.
True.
He done put out a lot of bangers. Lord help me, a lot of bangers.
It's funny because my husband said, "You don't know what these other artists be doing." Like he got popped. So you don't know where all these other songs came from.
People in general. I definitely don't get down like that, but I mean, ain't nobody perfect. Yeah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Ain't trying to kidnap nobody, make them pee in the corner in the bucket. You're not trying to do that. Okay. Just checking.
Tell the people, man, how they connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, as well as introduce your new single.
Thank you so much. So you can follow me on Instagram at _ Trey Peace. That's TREPEACE. You can follow my YouTube page at School for the Gifted Music. I've probably dropped maybe 15 videos in the last 2-3 years, so we're still working. You can catch me at the BET Awards on the red carpet next month. That'd be an Essence Fest. You know what I'm saying? I'll also be down in Miami at Rolling Loud. So I'm telling you, I'm out here. You know what I mean?
Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Peace.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, channel 154, and it's about to get real. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for our Real Talk conversation. And Dice, we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about putting in that work, huh?
That's right. I think we need to talk about it. I think we need to discuss what it takes. I think a lot of people think it comes easy, think that it's free. And I think any dream, any journey that God is telling you to go on, you're going to have to know you got to put that work in. It's going to take some work. So we need to talk about it.
Well, we apologize off top. I know a lot of people are listening now about to be upset, but this is what it is. Because I think I'm glad we're talking about this topic, and I'm apologizing because I know work ethic looks different for everybody.
It
looks different. People, you know, see it from different angles. I think me and you kind of come from that old school kind of, you know, I'll be honest with y'all. Like, it's funny because you bring this up all the time. Your dad and my dad were the same. When our dads got up in the morning, everybody got up. Who you sleeping? It's 6 o'clock. You could have been already. My old man was like, you could have been making some money already. Well, what we doing? When I leave the house, you leave the house. He was very, very, very persistent with letting me know men get up and work in the morning. You know, we get up and we do something. We're active in the morning. So, yeah, work ethic for me, and I'll let you jump in a minute. It was very, very clear early that my dad showed me, listen, especially for me, like I said, I'll speak from a man's perspective. He showed me and my brother that, listen, you have to be the primary provider for this household. We need you. It's a responsibility on you. you are the headmanship, the headship of this house. So with that comes a responsibility of getting up in the morning and figuring a way out to use a trade or some type of gift that God has given you to go make money to provide for your household. We know from the biblical standpoint, it used to be the man used to go out and he was a farmer. So he would go out and he would catch something to bring back for, you know, his family to eat and stuff like that. But we know today, no, you need to get up and do something. And my father was very clear. He was like, very early, he's like, okay, we're going to show you how to paint. Okay. Maybe painting's not a new thing. Okay. Come on out here and see if you can fix some of these cars. Okay. If you can't learn that, come on. Let's go out here and let's see if you can labor, brick labor. Let's go do some construction work. Let's go do some lawn care. Let's go shovel some snow. No, it was always shown to me since I was probably 7. You're going to get up and you're going to work every single day. And you shared too as well, Dice. I think you said you was like 4 or 5. You said you was washing the dishes.
Selling cupcakes, selling lemonade. You had to do something for money. There wasn't this thing of you got money. The only time you may have gotten a little piece of change was for lunch. You might get your little 75 cent, $1.25, depending on, you know, what your parents wanted to do. But both my parents own businesses. Both of my parents have master's degrees or above. And they always were working, though. They always had their own business, you know. So I didn't have room. There was no off. There was no you relax. There was no do nothing. It was like, no. I am working so your life can be a little bit better. And you're going to have to do the same thing. But it starts young. And I think this day and age, we already know everybody's a social media worker.
Guru.
I just want to be on here on social media, you know, but you're not making any money. You're not setting your family up very well for the future. You know, you're not investing. You're spending a lot of time taking pictures, trying to pose, but you're not going to have any money. You're not going to have a life, you know, and here's the deal. It doesn't take a degree. Like you said, it takes a trade. Like, but you're going to have to learn to do something with these hands that God gave you to get some money. You know, the Bible is very clear about if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. Yeah, you're not going to eat. But whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working unto the Lord, not as, you know, not for your human master. But since you will know there's an inheritance for you to receive from the Lord. But it's when you're working, when you're serving the Lord. And so we got to be up in our Colossians is all I'm trying to say. Working. I didn't pick it. I didn't make it up. Jesus said, you got to work.
So why do you think so many, and I think we're talking more to, no, I ain't going to say just the young generation now, because there's some adults our age that are lazy. why do you think so many people don't have the drive to go out and do something each and every day? Like, why have we gotten comfortable with being lazy? I'm just being honest.
Because people make stuff comfortable for other people. I mean, you can go anywhere and get any type of, all you got to do is go cry somewhere and somebody will give you something. It's very easy to do.
Not cry me a river.
Just go cry. Yeah, I mean, you can go on the corner and cry. I saw a lady, and here's the deal. You can have a cell phone and be asking for money on the corner, but I'm still going to question why you got a cell phone. You know, because I'm like, it's a little, you can probably go put that cell phone up in a little box and get you a few little dollars today. So it's like, what are we doing? So I don't know. I just think that God has given us all gifts, skills, talents, something that we can do. And if you have your right mind, because this goes with mental health too, everybody doesn't have the mental health or the capacity to do something consistently every single day. And that's fine if that's you. But the average individual does have hands and feet and they can go clock in somewhere, you know, and take care of their family. But it's a choice. It's a choice. And if we have enablers all across the world who continue to enable, especially this generation, you and I focus when we get older, I don't know who's going to be at the hospital doing surgery on anybody because everybody's going to be, they're going to be on TikTok. So everybody's going to be on whatever the new TikTok is. They're going to be doing dances when we need lawyers, doctors, you know, people to work in the hospital system, pharmacists. Like, we need people who actually are going to help society continue to move forward. So I don't know. We just need to teach work ethic, I think, and explain why, you know, and actually work with the youth to see. I know you said not just youth, but just work with people to see what they're good at, because I think sometimes people just don't know what they're good at. That's another reason why they don't work. It's because they don't really know. Like, am I good at that? I don't know. Try it. Go try it.
See, I have a problem with that. You say you don't know. Like, why did? No, I'm thinking of adults. I'm thinking of a responsible adult. Like, certain things, do we still have to teach and tell? Like, how do you not have that drive to learn how to take care of yourself?
But some people need a little push.
Is that what you call it? A push?
They need a little nudging. little nudging. Hey, I noticed you are very good at taking care of the elderly. I noticed you're very patient. You're very kind. You know how to speak to them. They respond to you well. Have you ever thought about being a CNA? Matter of fact, let me pay for your classes, which I think that's a career, you know, goal for you. I mean, not a goal, but an area you could probably excel in. You know, it's like sometimes it just takes somebody else to call a thing out in a person and say, man, every day you are here on time. Every day you make sure it's clean in here. Maybe you should figure out how to own your own in-home healthcare or cleaning service. Like sometimes it just takes somebody to say, hey, I see this thing in you. You really have, you know, what it takes to be successful in that area. Why don't you try it?
We so, stop.
People don't know.
Have we stopped dreaming then? I'm just wondering, like, I'm seriously, Dice. I'm asking the real question. I'm just trying to figure out. So let's go back. I just remember me being a kid, and I just remember me wanting to do something. Like I had like three or four different things that I wanted to do. Of course, you know, first because I fell in love with sports first. So of course, if I could be a professional athlete, oh my goodness, that'd be amazing. Okay, my next thing was I was really good in science. So I actually went into research. I worked in before I got into radio. I got 20 years in working in medical research because I have a gift for working with research and understanding science and how everything works. But I'm saying that was I was 10, 11 years old feeling that way and doing good and over excelling in biology and the different earth science. And I went on to chemistry and everything that goes into that. Have we stopped dreaming? Like, I'm just wondering, like, have we stopped dreaming then? Cause like you get these things as you're a kid working yourself into a young adult before you graduate high school, even if you don't go to college, like by the time you turn 18, you should have an idea, shouldn't you?
You should. I mean, and I'm glad you brought that up because you're doing the exact same thing that you were doing when you were 10. You're doing research. You talk about science. You're talking about earth science. You're talking about chemistry. You're talking about people. The same exact thing you said. The same things you were tapped into and you were able to understand. Like, that's what we do on this show. So it's like you've been had the skill set. And I mean, I don't know if anybody ever called it out, but now you're just applying it. We're just in a different, we're on the radio, you know, so now it's the same exact thing. It's just, it's science, but it's a different type of science, more of a mental science, an emotional science, a healthy science. And you've been a scientist your whole life. And now you understand the science of communication and people. And now we are pairing those together. But it's just like, sometimes it takes somebody to see that in somebody and say, hey, you have these skill sets that can be used, boom, over here. So I don't know. That's just me. Sometimes people don't know. Sometimes we talk about dreams. Like sometimes people have dreams, but they don't know if they have the tools to do the dream. You know, so it's like, oh, sometimes you just need people to, you know, I don't know. Back when I was in high school, people looked at students individually. But now I think everybody's pretty much in a group. But a teacher would say, they pull you to the side and say, man, you're really good at shooting that basketball. You know, like, have you ever thought about trying out on a team? You know, man, I never thought about it. I just like playing it because I'm outside all the time. You know, so sometimes it just, you know, that's it. But anyways, work ethic. We need to talk about the work ethic. Like, regardless of your dream, regardless if you're in the right career, the right job, the right marriage, you need to work.
That's good. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we talking about it today. You know it, get real. We talking about put that work in. Stop playing. We going to a quick break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix. Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, channel 154. We talking that real today. We talking about putting in work, sitting back and, you know, being lazy ain't the new. That ain't it, Dice. I don't know who told somebody. You know, and I'm praying for everybody who is an entrepreneur. Listen, even if you're an entrepreneur and you're inspiring to get to a level, I just feel like you still should be doing something. So as you're setting up your business, getting your license together, working on your website, you need to be out, you know, telling people about your business.
Yeah, no, I let me share a quick story with you that everybody knows that even outside of this, I work in management, right? And I have the honor of being over hundreds of people. And I had a young lady walk up to me and say, you know, I'm frustrated. I really don't think I should be here. I said, why do you say that? She said, well, I want to open up a spa, you know, and I've been doing nails and I've been working and I make money at that. I'm really good at that. And I'm just here because I need to get my car fixed and things like that. And I said, so you're in a building with hundreds of people and you're working just like everybody else. you know, you make a decent amount, you make almost $30 an hour. I get it. But you can make $300 an hour at your spa. I understand. Why would you not come in here every single day with your business cards, giving out a free manicure or pedicure, hooking up with people on the weekend, and giving them the service that you're trying to have downtown, you know, Chicago? You can sit here and build a network with 500 people a day, but you come to work and you're frustrated that you have to come to work, but you're using this money to build your dream. So it's like, if your attitude would change, you could potentially have 300 clients as soon as you get your building open. So work is a mentality. It's a mindset. It's like, it's not about the now. You know, you're really trusting God that, hey, I know I'm where I need to be, but I still got to feed my family. I still have to take care of my car. I still have to pay my bills. But you never give up on what the dream that God gave you, because you don't know the time frame. And everybody knows the grandma in Black Panther. You know, she got into acting in her 80s because her grandson said, hey, if you want to be in the movie, go try out, you know, and she tried out and she landed the role. Now, she waited till she was 80. She probably could have did that in her 20s. But she didn't give up on the dream. So I'm like, you know, don't wait until you're older. Like, if God is telling you, hey, you're going to have this, this, that, and a third, go ahead and build it. Like, even with CHH University, I didn't have anything, but God was like, build it the way you want it to look. I wanted a building. I wanted a storefront. We'll build a storefront in the house. I asked my husband, hey, can I have the room? Can I have an extra room? He said, yes. I built the storefront out in the room. And that's how I got more business. That's how, even our boss, Trig Man, it was like, hey, can you know, do the product thing? Like, but if I hadn't just said, fine, I'll settle with having a business at my house. If I had never settled on that, I wouldn't be where I am right now. But instead of saying, oh God, well, no, I see me having a big building somewhere, a big warehouse, and I'm not moving until you show me that. No, no, no. Build what you can where you are. Work hard at what you have, with what you've been given. And I promise you, like, God will multiply that thing. But the Bible's very clear about being a steward over the little thing that God has given you. And I think some people forget that. Even in ministry, people are like, I see me having a mega church. Okay. But can you go do church on the corner for a week? Can you go do church, you know, at a different school every month? You know what I'm saying? Like, go do and be who you are right now. You don't have to wait until you get the whole big deal, but you need to become what God is saying you need to become right now. If you're a minister or a preacher, you need to be online every day preaching. You ain't got to wait till you get a church. You got a whole international ministry. And shout out to Bishop C.L. Carter, who said that. He said, hey, everybody want an international ministry. Why don't you go online and be international today? Like, what are you waiting for? Put in the work. But it's just a mindset. You know, it's like, what are you willing to do? And it takes discipline. It takes sacrifice. You and I both know. You're going to sacrifice time with your family. You're going to sacrifice some fun. You're going to sacrifice some laziness, but it all pays off in the end. But yeah, you know, got to put in the work.
No, I agree. You definitely have to put in the work. And I do believe it pays off in the end. And I think the what's missing, I'm glad you brought up just the example of your coworker not understanding the value in being able to advertise your business. I go back to my uncle. I tell this story all the time. My uncle was one of the coldest people in the neighborhood. Everybody in the neighborhood knew him. You know why? Because he was a painter. But what he didn't have is he did not have the paint shop for people to go to. He had his garage where he stored supplies, but he could go neighborhood to neighborhood. He had a pickup truck. He had I think it was a 12-foot ladder. He had all his paint supplies on the back of it. He would go knock on people's houses. Hey, I'll paint your whole house for you half off. Every day he would go. And I promise you, there was not a day my uncle ever went home where he didn't paint a house. By faith. He just walked out. He didn't have any cards. He didn't have, no, listen, this is what I do. He had pictures. He used to have a folder with pictures of what he had painted. And he said, if you give me the opportunity, I can paint your whole house. I can paint your shed. I can paint your garage. And I guarantee you, it'll look better than Sears or any of the other companies that were out that were painting back then, and showed him. And he built up his brand from there and ended up getting a paint shop. But it took him, to your point, getting up every day, stepping out on faith. That's the other thing a lot of people are not doing. People are not putting in the work because of fear.
Well, I'm glad you brought up fear, because fear that somebody else could potentially take your idea is a real situation.
Oh, then okay. Why would you say that? So, why would you say that, Dice? Why would you say that, Dice?
For a lot of people, and some people have been taken advantage of their ideas. But here's the thing. That's why we have the steps that we have to take, right? We have to do our trademarks. You know, we have to do our registrations with our businesses. Like we have to, you have to cover up that dream that God has given you so that, hey, if there is a situation, if somebody does try to take your idea, you can at least have all the documentation that, no, I created that 20 years ago. That's my company, you know, and I'm going to sue you now. And now you got to shut your thing down. But fear that somebody else can take your dream is something that stops people a lot too. And here's the deal. None of us are going to have a business, a dream, a ministry, be successful in life without people. You know? And it's a risk, but you're going to have to risk working with people too. But don't allow people who burnt you to stop you from putting in the work. You know, I can't count how many times I've been burnt. You know, people still try to burn me, you know, but that's why I got this wave. This way, this drip keeps them off. But it's just like, you know, it is what it is. People are going to be people. And once you realize, yeah, Bible says trust no man. And that's why you try to spirit by the spirit. You know, it's like we do have to watch people. But don't stop working at whatever God gave you, the dream, you know, what he has called you to, the business he's called you to, the people he's called you to. And people are just people. People are broken. People need restoration and healing. As you're trying to build your brand and your business, just know everybody is not be team you every day. So, but don't let that stop you. Cause I think that stops a lot of people. They're like, no, I remember this one time I tried whoop de whoop and I'm not doing it no more. It's like, yeah, but that person, they've gone on and not even thinking about you, you know, and you still sitting over here with your dream, which means God is not finished with the dream. If it's still there and you still feel that thing every day, that's because God has an expectation. You're going to jump in there and be like, I'm ready to go.
Let's put some Bible on that thing. I'm glad you brought that up because when you talk about faith without works is dead, I think that too as well. People are living in fear from people stealing their dreams. But I just think that, like I say, faith without works is dead. James, James 2:26 says, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. That's one of my bedrock scriptures. Shouts out to my pastor, Dr. Ari Vernon. He always tells us to make sure we get scriptures that are bedrock for us that can help build us up. You know why the fix goes so hard? Because we understand, put the work in. I promise you, I started this, and I for our new listeners, this will be new for y'all, but I know a lot of old listeners have heard this before. 8 years ago, I had no idea that I would be doing radio. Let's be very clear, guys. This is not something I grew up wanting to do, just being honest. I always loved music. I always DJed. That's something different. DJing and then being a radio personality and doing a radio show is something totally different. I can DJ with my eyes closed. That's something I do. I know music. I have a sound for music, and I'm playing all the number ones. I tell people all the time, being a DJ is easy. You just play the number ones. Play the requests when people come up. Get out their way. That's real simple. I promise you, the party jumping. What are we talking about? That's it. Please pay me. Yeah, we'll get through with that. But one thing that God clearly showed me when I stepped out on faith doing this, before I made a dime off of it, before we got any type of any accolades, he said, be consistent. He said, if you're going to do this, you have to stay consistent. And that's all I've ever done. Stay consistent. I said, all right, God. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff, how to do the audio, editing videos, putting out content, reaching out to other platforms, composing the email, to reach out to sponsors. I didn't have no background in none of this, but I stayed consistent. God kept showing me things and I stayed doing it. And when I see he kept opening doors up, I said, okay, Lord, I'm in purpose then, because I promise you, it ain't me. It's all you. So a lot of times I really just think a lot of people are being hindered by sitting back and waiting on God instead of going out and getting it. You got to be a go-getter. You know what? DJ Focus and Dice Excel, because I can shout my sister out too as well, because she excels too as well outside of the fix, what she does with CHS University, because we go-getters. When you're sitting back and you waiting on somebody to give you a handout, good luck. Absolutely. God can open up doors. God can bless you. And absolutely, you can get ways that way. And I have too as well. I know Dice has. But for the most part, we put in the work. We have a passion for something. We're called to something. And that's the thing too as well. You need to be called to things. A lot of times people are not called to things, and you work operating in things you shouldn't even be operating in. That's a whole nother show we have to do on Real Talk. But the passion produced the purpose, and the purpose and the consistency kept us to putting in the work. So that's why we're here. Yeah, y'all hear us on SiriusXM? Because we put the work in. Yeah, no. Don't. Ain't nobody hand us nothing. We love Trig. Shouts out to Trig. Everybody, Holy Culture Radio. But no, Trig heard a product first and reached out because we put the work in. Let's be very clear. Yeah. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tapped into the fix. We got to go to a break. Get some of this music in your spirit. We coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You tuned into the fix. And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into the fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry.
Yeah.
Ooh, we appreciate y'all waking up with us this morning. Mm. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Another fun-packed show again, Dice.
Always, always. Listen, thank you guys for tapping in on Mondays, especially early in the morning. And shout out to, my brother, Trey Peace. I'll be real with you. He's very inspirational focused. Health-wise, too. We got to have him back on the show because his health regimen is off the chain. But I hope y'all love the video, the fact he did, like, the AI graphics. He's working with the kids. He's doing music. He's producing. He's writing. And this is someone who started in the game when I was in Atlanta Focus, just, like, with Platinum Souls, like, just young and eager and going against the grain. So I'm just glad that we had him on the show today. I hope you guys, took some notes. Took some notes on how this street ministry thing works. So it was an honor for me to have him on. And a shout out to you, Trey. Y'all make sure y'all follow him and listen to everything he's dropping. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I hope they took some notes on how to put the work in too as well. Ooh. That real talk topic. We want to make sure we start y'all Monday off right. Let's stay consistent, y'all. Like, absolutely. God can bless who he wants to bless when he wants to bless them. Mm. But I'm just a firm believer that faith without works is dead.
Well, that's what the Bible say.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we live, unfortunately, a lot of people, are looking for just, they see everybody's success, like, now as they turn on social media, turn on TV, go on YouTube. Oh, I want to be like that. Well, you ain't seen the 4 or 5 years that they probably worked for free.
They say it's 10 years focused before you see a musician on like, your TV screen that they've been working. 10 years behind the scenes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we got. I know we got 8 years in the game, so I know y'all see us and y'all listen to us right here on SiriusXM. But this, we got 8 years in the game, and we've been. I promise you, out the mud ministry.
Out the mud.
Yeah, out the mud ministry. I promise you, everybody been grinding. So yeah, just put the work in, stay consistent, make sure you're called to whatever you're looking to do. That's the thing too, as well. I really want you guys to pray about whatever it is you're trying to do. Whether you're trying to start a business, whether you're trying to be a musician, an artist, a producer, whatever it may be, pray about it and make sure you're called to it. Because if it's something you cannot do that you don't get paid for, you're not going to have all of a sudden, when you start getting paid for it, that zeal, that energy to do it, So that was something that was very, very important to me. Make sure I was doing something that I could do, even if I didn't get paid for it.
I'll be real with you. There are just biblical truths and laws on the earth. And this is something Pastor Tony, from Now Faith Ministries taught me in Atlanta. He was like, there are just some foundational universal rules that God has set up. We don't get to get away from it. It's like gravity. There's no pouring water and it goes up. The water comes down. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no us jumping so high. We can only jump so high. You know what I'm saying? We can't jump to the moon. We can only jump so high. There are some rules and some standards. And so when people always are like, what do you mean? This is how that works. This is how that works. There's some biblical principles. And you're talking about faith without works is dead. You have Proverbs 13:4. Though a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. So it's like, if you're lazy, you're going to always be hungry. You know what I'm saying? We have 1,000 of these scriptures. But if you're diligent in what you're doing, you're going to be satisfied all the time. And segue into that with Mary real quick, because you brought up Mary. I really don't know a duo or sister group who has been as faithful as they have. I can't even name one right now.
Oh, yeah. They've been putting that work in for a long, long time. Shouts out to Mary. They actually had an opportunity this past weekend. I believe it was Saturday. They performed at the Roots annual picnic. Yes, this is the Roots Animal Picnic Festival. It took place in Philadelphia. Mm. You had Mary, of course, performing alongside Adam Blackstone.
Okay.
Coco Jones from everybody knows her from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Peacock series. And they say they tore the set down. Let's be very clear.
Shut that down.
Huh?
Okay. Shut that all the way down. And I love Mary because me and my husband, we were talking about this a minute ago because we were like, who was the girl group who really went against the grain? It was Mary.
Facts.
And the church hated. I'll never forget that, because I was like, why y'all hate so bad? Why y'all hate so bad? When they put on cute dresses, everybody was like, I'm hating. Why you hating so bad? You know these people love the Lord, and they put it into work. So the Roots Picnic, obviously, it started in 2007. Festival Pier at Penn's Landing in Philadelphia, by hip-hop brand The Roots and co-founder Sean G. So it says, after 2 years as a virtual event only due to COVID, it returned as a two-day event last year for the 15th anniversary, and it expands with a comedy concert with Dave Chappelle at Wells Fargo Center on June the 2nd, with festivals and all this good stuff. So my point is, this is on the Get Up Mornings website. You guys can go over there and shout out Erica for having this information on her website. But it's like, I love stuff like this. It's summertime, focus, and it's time to go. Like for the summer events. And I love the partnerships where everything's, I love when we do Christian events, but I love it when we actually partner and we bring in other, you know, like types of people, people that love comedy, people that love drama, people that love movies. But you have these artists who are headlining, you know, you have Christian artists who are headlining, and just, they got some great music, some fun music. And guess what? The world actually respects them. I don't know anybody on the secular side who doesn't respect Mary Mary. And that's all I'm trying to say is, like, everybody doesn't have that yet. You know, I don't even have that yet as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could throw, maybe a Lecrae has that right now, but I can't count how many CHH artists, gospel rap artists, urban inspirational artists actually have that respect from both the secular side and the gospel side. But Mary Mary nails it every time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yep. Listen, that's our time for today. We got to get out of here. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. Listen, tap in with us tomorrow, Tiptoe Tuesday. Yes, we got another exclusive Real Talk conversation we're going to have. And you know what? We're going to get one of the legends. I call him a legend. One of the GOATs in CHH on the line tomorrow. We're going to have the lead pastor from the Crossover Church, Pastor Urban D., a.k.a. Pastor Tommy. A lot of people know him from Flavor Fest, as well as, like I say, he is the lead pastor at the Crossover Church. We're going to get him on the line to talk about Flavor Fest, talk about the culture of Christian hip hop, the state of Christian hip hop, hip hop itself, culture within the church, and everything. So tap in. You might as well tell somebody now, tell them to tap in tomorrow on Tiptoe Tuesday for that exclusive spiritual detox with Pastor Urban D. Listen, go be great today, kings and queens. We love you. Continue to show the love of Christ. And remember, you're an ambassador for Christ. So make sure you, everywhere you go, every room you walk in, do your best. I know we ain't none of us perfect, but do your best to make sure you let people know you represent Jesus Christ. That's remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Please, y'all.